Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If it's delicious and in Connecticut, they're talking about it. It's The Feed, Star 99.9.
Starting this week and through September 7th, it's Fairfield Restaurant Week. So it goes on for 2 weeks, and every Tuesday I talk food with CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. And sometimes with these restaurant weeks, you don't know where to go or which places to try, and I thought, who better to ask than CT Food Girly about Fairfield Restaurant Week?
Yes, I got all the no's. Reservations are highly recommended, so book your tables early. I'm going to start us off with Artesian. They're doing a lunch, 2 courses for $34 per person. You can also add a dessert for $8. They have a list of tasty appetizers and entrees to choose from, like gazpacho. There's a beef carpaccio on the menu, a veal filet mignon, mushroom bolognese, which sounded delicious as well.
Nice. Yeah, I've never been there before, and that's the beauty of a restaurant week, is you can try some places that maybe you haven't had a chance to get to.
Exactly. This is the perfect time to try a little here, a little there, and the prices should be perfect as well. Next is Blackstone's Grill. It's $20 per person for lunch. You can choose from a salad or an appetizer. They have mini meatballs, chicken wings, mixed green salad, a Caesar's on there too. For entree choices, they have chicken parm, rigatoni bolognese, pasta primavera, tenderloins as well. And lastly, they have dessert. You can choose from vanilla or chocolate ice cream. There's cheesecake, tiramisu, or a mango or raspberry sorbet. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's a lot. I love a steak, too, and that's a good place to do it on Restaurant Week.
Yeah, another one is Esch Mediterranean. A little pricier on this one. It's $45 per person for the whole prefix menu, but it is served with your choice of 3 dips and flatbreads. They have their falafel basket, the chicken shawarma bao buns, hamachi crudo, and their salad with feta cheese, cucumbers, tomatoes, red peppers, and onions. For entrees, they do have a dorado filet, a brisket ribeye kebab, potato gnocchi, and chicken kebabs as well. And then lastly, dessert, sorbet, a sundae, or rosewater penne gâteau, which I would definitely order.
Yeah, sounds like they've got everything there.
Next one is Flipside Burgers and Bar. They say to bring a friend, share 2 small plates from your choosing on the menu. They also have fried pickles, to nachos, deviled eggs. I saw calamari on the menu, warm pretzel buns. And then you pick 2 burgers, the specialty burgers or your classic, serve with french fries. And all of that for the two of you would be $42.
Wow, that's such a deal. They have one of those in Milford. We were just there last weekend with the kids, and their burgers are fantastic. So that's great in Fairfield.
That's a pretty good deal too, right? The 2 small plates, you get the french fries, you get the burger, $42. Not bad.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Last one I have is Haven Hot Chicken. Now, they're doing lunch for $15. You get the sandwich combo with fries and a fountain drink. Or for dinner, $25 a person. It's any combo on the menu with any side, a fountain drink, and then their famous banana pudding.
The banana pudding's a great way to cool down the heat, because if you like spicy, that's the place to go. I like spicy, but even their mild is pretty hot. So you have that banana pudding, it just cools your mouth right down.
It really is. And I've had the sandwich and also the tender trio as well.
Yeah.
Both really good. So Haven Hot Chicken would be a good one for Fairfield Restaurant Week, especially for that lunch for $15.
Yeah, like while you're at work during the week, that's a great lunch spot to hit up. Yeah. All right, perfect. These are all awesome. And I know there's so many more restaurants in Fairfield who are participating in Fairfield Restaurant Week. So which other places should we be trying in Fairfield?
Yes, you're right, Kevin. Fairfield Restaurant Week returns August 25th. To September 7th. Now, restaurants throughout Fairfield are participating in the special event. It features specialty fixed-price lunches and menus for dinner. Reservations are highly recommended, so we're going to book our tables early. I'm going to start us off with Little Pub. They're doing a $20 burger and brew, which I think is so cute. You're going to choose any burger on the menu, get a free can of the Little Pub Lucky Lager or any non-alcoholic fountain beverage. This would be really good for lunchtime.
Yeah, it's always a win going there. It's especially the lunch. You know, you get your hour lunch break or whatever you have from work, maybe head down to Fairfield. That's great.
Yeah, not a bad price. Next one, I think this is one of the best deals I've seen, is from Malibu Taco. Now, Kevin, it's $30 per person, but you choose a first course, second, and a third. First course could be chips and salsa or the spicy cucumbers. Second course, options range from sweet plantains to their slider trio or pork belly a la pastor. Then the third course options, it's chili chicken, even wild-caught mahi or steak fajitas. I think that's a really good deal for $30.
Yeah, I mean, tremendous. I mean, 30 bucks. Because you talk about saving money, the restaurant weeks are a great way to take advantage, and then you get to try some stuff on that menu that maybe you haven't.
Yeah, and it's nice, too, because you can go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, try all these places.
Right, every night.
Next one I have for us is super interesting. It's $45 per person from Omanchi. And they created a curated tour through Italy with their menu. You can choose one dish from each course, any region, and any combination. So you can choose from northern Italy, southern Italy, or the islands. So it includes cocktails, wines, desserts, and even sips to finish, which, again, great deal for $45.
Yeah, I like that. It's like you're on a little food tour just within the restaurant. That's fun.
Exactly what I thought, too. Next one I have is Sophie's Pizza Bar, $35 per person. You get the bread service. You choose one small plate. They had a beef carpaccio, polenta bolognese. There was mussels on there as well. I saw the zucchini squash blossoms, too. Then for entrees, they have a bone-in chicken. They have veal ossobuco. They had a great lobster and scallop squash blossom panciri pasta. They also had a Milanese and a veal parm, too. That's a really good price for $35 at Sophie's Pizza Bar.
That lobster one sounds good. Get some lobster in before summer's over.
Right, really good. Last one I have for us is Taj Indian Cuisine. $30 a person. You pick a soup or a salad appetizer. Then for the main course, you're going to pick your curry, pick your protein, pick your naan, so garlic or buttered, and then dessert. Again, this could be really filling for lunch.
Yeah, I love a good Indian food place, too, and that one sounds fantastic there in Fairfield. That's awesome.
Me, too. Lots to try from the Italian food. We have tacos. We have burgers and brews. We got everything in Fairfield Restaurant Week.
Exactly. And the good part is it goes 2 weeks, so it goes till September 7th. You get plenty of time to try these places for lunch or dinner on the weekend. So, Alex, thank you so much for breaking this down for us, because it can be overwhelming seeing all the different restaurants. So I think we have a good list here.
Absolutely. Make sure to make your reservations.
All right, at CT Food Girl, you can find her on Instagram, and make sure you give her a follow, too. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Kevin.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.